Track 8 and letters to the editor. We have just two letters to read for you this week. Up the junction. It's not just speed that causes accidents. Poor road design, particularly at junctions, can too. Having witnessed the aftermath of a recent collision as traffic joined the A380 from the B3195 approaching Kingstainton, I saw how a substandard too-short slip road combined with a left-hand bend creates dangerously short sight lines for drivers on both roads. I hope no one was hurt. There have been 14 accidents at or immediately after this junction in the last 15 years, including a fatality in 2014. It's long past time some improvements were made, but solutions are not easy. Clearing vegetation and perhaps extending the 50 mph speed limit from Pen Inn to before this junction would be a cheap, partial solution. It may reduce the disturbingly high overall accident rate, 60 in 5 years, on the fairly short A380, as well as smoothing traffic flow at peak times. Moving the loop on the B3195 further north with a longer slip road before the bend will probably be the ultimate solution, but at a cost. Devon County Council should nevertheless be pressed to act. So writes Norman Doidge from Newton Abbott.
Frankie Oliver, audiology manager for the RNID, writes, see here. A big thank you to the players of People's Postcode Lottery in the Southwest for their commitment to improving global health. Since 2019, they've helped raise an incredible £16.6 million to support Sightsavers' work in Africa and Asia. Your kindness is vital at a time when global health systems face immense financial pressure. It helps us work with governments and partners to improve access to eye care, glasses and sight-saving surgery. Eye conditions such as cataracts are treatable, but access to eye care services is not universal. More than 85% of people with vision impairment live in low and middle-income countries. Good eye health can help children to learn, adults to earn and boost independence. This can be seen through the story of Aziza in Mozambique, who had to give up farming due to cataracts. She relied on her family to cook, support her with personal hygiene, eating and drinking. Thanks to cataract surgery, through a project supported by Sightsavers, Aziza has had her independence back. She can take care of herself, sell beans to earn a living, as well as do household chores. Thank you for helping transform the lives of people like Aziza. As we mark Tinnitus Week this week, February the 2nd to the 8th, the RNID knows that for many people with tinnitus, it's not just a hum in the background, but something that can make everyday life a challenge. Despite tinnitus being more common than most people realise, with 1 in 7 adults experiencing it, too many are still left confused, worried, or unsure of where to turn for help. Through our new research, 2/3 of people with tinnitus told us it can impact their stress levels, while half said it makes them feel anxious or overwhelmed. Thankfully, with the right support, lots of people can live well with tinnitus. There are many practical ways to manage each person's needs, such as talking therapies, hearing aids, or mindfulness. No one should face tinnitus alone. And if you're finding your tinnitus difficult to manage or you're worried about someone close to you, we're here to help. RNID's free online tinnitus guide at rnid.org.uk/tinnitus offers plenty of helpful information, practical tips and advice to help you live a good, balanced life with tinnitus.